Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our TOEIC unit today, and we're going to be talking about going to a job interview. This is something that lots of you are planning to do in the future. When you begin your careers, of course, you're going to have to talk to somebody before you can get that magic job.
You have to convince somebody that you're the right person for the position, that you're better for the job than anybody else who's applying. So we want to talk about some strategies, some techniques or methods that'll help you get your way into that company, get your foot in the door, as we like to say.
Okay, so let's get to it. We've got a sample conversation today. Somebody is going to a company for a job interview, so let's listen to that interview, and then we'll come back to discuss it for you.
A job interview. I'd like to ask you some questions about your previous job.
No problem.
Was there a time when you had to meet challenging demands?
We often worked with very tight deadlines. We had one project where if we hadn't completed our work on time, the delay would have cost the company millions of dollars.
How did you deal with that situation?
We prioritized. We identified those tasks that were absolutely critical to the project and made sure we completed them first, even if it meant leaving other work for later. Apart from that, we just took things one job at a time so that we weren't overwhelmed.
What is your typical way of dealing with conflict?
I try to be professional about things. The way I see it, everyone has their own opinions and their own way of working. If I disagree with someone, I won't assume that I'm right and they're wrong. Communication is vital, so I try to find a compromise or a way of working together.
Can you give me an example of when you had to work with someone who was difficult to get along with?
Luckily, that has rarely happened to me. There was one colleague with whom I never saw eye to eye, but we never let it affect our work. Even though I wasn't really fond of him, I respected him and his opinions.
Okay, everybody, that's a typical example of a job interview, some questions you might hear in an actual interview. If someone interviews you, it means you sit down together and they ask you some questions to try to get information from you. A job interview is more formal because you're being considered for a job or some other position, so you want to do your best. So usually there's more pressure or stress associated with a job interview.
Yes, and the person who's going for the job interview is the interviewee, and the person asking the questions is the interviewer. So here's what the interviewer says. I'd like to ask you some questions about your previous job. Okay, that's probably the most important thing here, to ask the candidate or the interviewee about his or her previous work experience. I'd like to ask you, that's a polite way of saying that you want something. I'd like to order some French fries, please. I'd like to ask you some questions.
No problem. Or you could say, please go ahead. I would love to hear your questions. So here's one of the questions you might be asked. Was there a time when you had to meet challenging demands? If something's challenging, it's difficult in a way, but usually it's interesting or enjoyable. Challenging. It's not easy. You're going to have to work a little bit harder. And demands here is always used in the plural when you talk about difficult things you have to do because someone's asking you to do them, or perhaps they're part of an activity you're involved with or part of your job. I could say, you know, I wasn't sure I could handle the physical demands of the job before I took it, but I was able to be successful.
Indeed, so there were challenging demands. That's at least the question here. Was there a time when you had to meet some kind of demand that was very challenging? And the interviewee here says, we often worked with very tight deadlines. I think we all know what a deadline is. That's when something is supposed to be finished, and it cannot be finished a moment later than that, or you'll have some problems here. A tight deadline means the deadline is very precise. It's not flexible. It's at a precise time like exactly at noon tomorrow. That's the deadline. Not a minute before, not a minute later.
So you don't have a lot of extra time to mess around with. Now, this person says we had one project where if we hadn't completed our work on time, the delay would have cost the company thousands of dollars. When you're dealing with money like that, meeting a deadline is really important. So the interviewer says, how did you deal with that situation? How did you handle it is another way to say that. The person responds by saying, we prioritized. If you prioritize, it means you organize things so that you do the most important thing first. It's very important to prioritize your work so that you make the boss happy by doing the most urgent things first.
Prioritize, that's the verb. Priority is the noun form. This is our priority. We need to do this first. It's the most important. So here's how they prioritized. We identified those tasks that were absolutely critical to the project and made sure we completed them first, even if it meant leaving other work for later. So to identify something means to be able to recognize it and give it some kind of definition or some kind of term that tells us what it is. We indicate what that is, and we decide that it is important. So to identify a person, who is that person? Can you identify that person? Tell us who that person is.
If something's absolutely critical, it's very, very important. Absolutely means completely or totally, and critical means very important here. So they figured out which tasks were the most important, and they made sure and completed them first. And then the person says, apart from that, we just took things one job at a time so we weren't overwhelmed. Apart from that means besides that, besides doing those other things, they just took things one at a time. If you're overwhelmed, it's a feeling you have when you're being affected very strongly by something. Maybe it's an emotion. Maybe you're overwhelmed by stress or pressure and you can't deal with it. You don't want to feel overwhelmed because suddenly you become very unproductive. You're not very effective.
To become overwhelmed by work, for example, it's too much. Or the rains overwhelmed the planes. There was too much rain and they all flooded. Here's another question from the interviewer. What is your typical way of dealing with conflict? Here the word typical just means something that you do often, a typical day. Describe a typical day in your life, a usual day, an average day.
Mm-hmm. And conflict is when people disagree. Sometimes it can result in an argument. You don't like to have conflict, but sometimes it happens. So how do you deal with it? How do you handle it? Well, the person responds by saying, well, I try to be professional. That's very important. The way I see it, everyone has their own opinions and their own way of working, which is true. The way I see it is a phrase that just means, from my perspective, my view is, those are two different ways to explain what this means. The way I see it, well, in my opinion, everyone has their own opinions. So the way I see it, I think that everybody has their own way of working, and if you disagree with someone, I won't assume that I'm right and they're wrong. This is really important. If you assume something is true, it means you think it's true without really knowing the facts before you decide.
Right. Assume. So don't assume things. Make sure that you get your facts first, and you can't assume that you're right and they're wrong, he says, or the interviewee says. Communication is vital. Vital means crucial, critical, important, vital, important. So I try to find a compromise or a way of working together. Compromise is pretty important here. That's when you have a little bit of give and take, okay? It's an agreement or settlement when each side makes concessions, okay? Well, I'm not getting 100% what I want. Maybe I'll let you have some things where you can let me have some things. That's a compromise.
Yeah, if you give concessions, it's just a way of saying you give up something that you think is important. And you do it because you want the other side to know that you are trying to be agreeable. At the same time, they give up something they think is important. So you can meet in the middle. That's what compromise is. You don't get everything you want. You each give away a little bit of something that you find is important, but that's how people get along. You have to find compromise. Communication is really, really important in a job. You have to learn how to talk to people. And some people are kind of hard to talk to, right? You have to find a way that makes sense with them. So as you get to know more people and their personalities, you have to find different ways to communicate effectively. Because here we're saying communication is vital. Extremely important or crucial are two other phrases you could use for vital.
Yeah, sure. So you need to find a compromise and a way to work together. The interviewer has another question. Can you give me an example of when you had to work with someone who is difficult to get along with? If you get along with somebody, that means you work together well. You don't have conflicts. You don't have to compromise very often. Of course, we want to get along with our coworkers, but once in a while, we're working with somebody that we just can't get along with. We have conflicting personalities. No matter what we do, we just can't stand to be in each other's company. So here's the question. What do you do if you're with someone who's difficult to get along with?
You could say, you know, we get along well enough, but we're not really close friends. You can get along with someone and not be best buddies with them. You may not want to hang out with them after work. But in the workplace, you have to learn how to get along with someone. You can be sure that you'll be asked this question in a job interview. Your employers want to know how you are with people. Are you easy to work with? Do you get along well with others? These are really important questions.
They sure are, and our interviewee has a question. Luckily, that has rarely happened to me. I think it's rare for that to happen. Most of us at one point or another will not get along with somebody in our lives. But here he's got an example. There was one colleague with whom I never saw eye to eye. A colleague, of course, is somebody you work with, your coworker. Colleague is more professional. In a law office or something, that would be your colleague. And if you see eye to eye with someone, that means you agree with them. It seems to me this is most often used in the negative. Well, we don't see eye to eye. We just can't agree on things.
It is typically used in the negative. We don't see eye to eye on this issue. It just simply means you don't have the same opinion. To see eye to eye means you have the same opinion. And wouldn't that be great if we always had the same opinion as those that we work with? But that is what makes life interesting. We have different opinions. Colleague, coworker, they're both terms to describe somebody that you work with. I consider colleague to be a little bit more professional. A colleague might be somebody that you both have college degrees in something you work together. Coworker, not necessarily, but we use them interchangeably. So don't worry too much about the difference between coworker and colleague.
So if I'm working at a restaurant and I wash dishes there, and then the busboy is the other person there, who's that? Is he my colleague or is he my coworker or what?
I would probably call him your coworker.
Right. But if I'm a lawyer in a fancy pants law firm and this other guy is a Harvard graduate, I'm from Stanford, we both have our, what, Juris Doctor degrees or whatever. Are we coworkers then?
Yeah.
Doctorate. Yeah.
Yeah, Juris Doctor. You would be colleagues, I would
colleagues.
Think.
So that's a more professional setting here. And again, our interviewee is answering this question. Well, there was somebody I could not see eye to eye with. And, of course, they didn't really not get along, but they didn't agree with things. But it says here, or at least the interviewee says, I never let it affect our work. So here to affect means it changes something or influences something. They're there to work. They're there to get their work done. So they're not supposed to let these things interfere with the workflow.
Yeah, the worst thing you can do is cause problems for your boss. If you don't get along with someone, keep it to yourself. Try to work it out yourself. Don't bring it to the boss because you're then the problem, not the other person. Never say you can't stand somebody. You need to work it out. You're no longer in school. You've got a job and you're expected to be professional. So you've got to find a way to work with someone. Now, even though I wasn't really fond of him our interviewee says, I respected him and his opinions. Even if you don't love this person, you don't want to really hang out with them. You don't want to be best buds with them. You can still respect somebody and their opinions. That's the professional thing to do.
Right. So here it says he wasn't really fond of him. If you're fond of somebody, that means you really like somebody. We often say this about people that we're pretty close to. It would sound kind of strange if you said, well, I'm really fond of my coworker. I'm really fond of my colleague.
Why? Why is that weird?
I don't know. Just to me, it sounds like it's sort of affectionate.
That's because you're a guy.
Okay, yeah, you're not supposed to do that if you're a guy. You could say you like somebody, you get along well with them, but if you're fond of them, someone might suspect you of having certain kinds of tendencies in your personality. Perhaps, happens sometimes.
Be careful is all he's saying, I think.
Right. But see, he wasn't fond of his coworker. He didn't really like him so much. They weren't buddies. They didn't get together after work and go have beers together. Uh-huh. Or they didn't, hang out and watch just sad movies together and start crying.
Tom, I can say publicly I'm quite fond of you.
Oh, you are.
Is that weird?
Just watch out. Well, that's, like I said, among friends, right?
Yeah.
But among colleagues, to me, that sounds kind of weird.
We're co-workers, aren't we? We started out as co-workers.
Well, it's not like a full-time job.
And now we're friends.
It's not like my career or anything. But
anyway,
he's not really fond of him, which means, even though I didn't really get along with him personally and I didn't really agree with him, I still respected him and his opinions. And I was professional all the time.
Oh, that's great. So the most important thing you can do is to prepare for these kind of challenging questions that you're sure to be asked. This is just our day one unit of our TOEIC unit focused on job interviews. In our day two course or day two program, we're going to focus on how to pass that job interview. It's not enough to be interviewed. You actually want to pass that interview and get a job offer.
Pass that interview with flying colors.
Thanks for listening to a discussion about this dialogue. And we hope you'll be back to listen to more about how to pass that job interview.
Hello, 大家好,我是 Eric. 今天要带大家一起来看的 是全新形态的多益单元。这个单元每期会介绍一个各行各业在职场上可能会碰到的商用英语主题。内容分成两天，第一天是介绍相关的实用会话，第二天则是阅读。第一天的课程除了对话内容，还有一个相关的讨论主题，以及三组简短的延伸情境对话，帮助大家更能融会贯通，对各种主题都能畅所欲言，应答如流。 好,今天的主题是a job interview,也就是工作面试的会话。Interview, I-N-T-E-R-V-I-E-W, 这个字可以做名词或动词使用,指的就是应征工作时的面谈,也可以用来指媒体对采访对象的访谈,还有在推荐甄试,申请研究所,或者是要移民国外时,会需要跟教授 或者外国移民局官员等进行面试，那也是用这个字。面试官的英文是 interviewer, I-N-T-E-R-V-I-E-W-E-R， 而被面试的人就称为 interviewee, I-N-T-E-R-V-I-E-W-E-E。 我们看到面试官问的第一个问题， Was there a time when you had to meet challenging demands? 你是否曾经需要达到富挑战性的要求？ Meet, M-E-E-T, 大家知道是见面、认识的意思，不过它也有满足、符合的意思。例如课文对话讲到的达到要求， meet the demands， 或者像是符合条件，我们就可以说是 meet the requirement, 而 demand, D-E-M-A-N-D, 就是要求、需求的意思，可以当名词，也可以当动词使用。那来面试的 Tom 是怎么回答的呢？他说， We often worked with very tight deadlines. 我们的工作期限常常都很紧凑。Deadline, D-E-A-D, L-I-N-E 是可数名词，就是最后期限的意思。这个字在这边也可以替换成 tight schedule, S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E, 这是说工作时程表很紧凑的意思。Tom 还说到 ,If we hadn't completed our work on time, the delay would have cost the company millions of dollars. 如果没有准时完成工作，这个延迟就会使公司损失几百万元。这边他用过去简单式来描述一件过去发生的事，接着就用假设语气说明当时如果没有怎样怎样就会怎样怎样，但所假设的内容和过去事实相反，那所以条件子句用过去完成式 If we hadn't completed, 而主要子句用过去式助动词加 have 加过去分词 The delay would have cost。好，我们接着看到这段最后 Tom 讲到了一个字叫 overwhelm， whelm W-H-E-L-M， 这个字本身就是压倒掩盖的意思，前面加上 over， 哇，光想就觉得压力很沉重了，就是使人不知所措的意思，那也可以说是招架不住。这个字更常见的是以形容词的形态使用，形容让人无法招架的压倒性的，那就是 overwhelming， O-V-E-R-W-H-E-L-M-I-N-G。 我们再来看 Tom 对面试官第三个问题的回应是什么。 The way I see it， 字面上看是我看这件事物的方式，那也就是就我看来的意思。类似的意思我们也可以说 As far as I'm concerned， 就我而言。这段最后一句说到沟通很重要，所以他试图找出折中的方式。 So I try to find a compromise. Compromise, C-O-M-P-R-O-M-I-S-E， 意思就是折中、妥协。这个字的动词和名词形态相同，这句也可以说 So I try to meet him halfway. Meet somebody halfway, halfway, H-A-L-F-W-A-Y, halfway 是一个字，整个片语也是妥协、迁就的意思。接着我们看到第一组 extra dialogue， 面试官问 When would you be able to start working? 你何时可以开始上班？应征者说 I can start in a month， 我一个月后可以到职。通常如果辞职的话，都会需要给旧公司一段时间找人来和你交接，一般来说是一个月，这段期间通常称为 one month notice。 而辞职这个动作除了可以说 I resigned, I quit， 也可以说 I handed in my notice。 我们再看到第二组情境对话，应征者说了 What other benefits do employees get?员工还有其他哪些福利？公司行号的三节奖金、年终奖金、休假、劳健保等等，都是福利的一种。这种福利就称为 benefits。希望今天的讲解对大家的面试技巧和英文能力都有帮助。那祝福大家得到自己的 dream job。
We're gonna take a short break here. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our job interview today, and we're going to continue talking about a discussion question here, and we also have some more dialogues for you, which we'd like to go through.
Uh-huh.
So let me ask this question to you, Stephanie. It's a discussion question, a question you can answer, and we can have a discussion about this. Have you ever had to work with someone you didn't get along with? Just like in the conversation there, our interviewer was asking the interviewee some questions about that very subject.And what happened when you didn't get along with somebody?
Well, I actually had someone working for me that I didn't really get along very well with. When I initially hired her, I thought she was great. She was a really hard worker. But then I discovered that she would have days where she was very difficult to communicate with. she was sometimes in a bad mood, and you had to be really careful what you said to her. I learned to appreciate what a great worker she was. So when she'd have those bad days, I just kind of ignored them. I talked to her about it. She actually got better as those things were pointed out to her. I was her manager, and so it was my job to make her better to work with, because other people in my firm didn't like working with her on those bad days. But she actually improved quite a lot. So you have to look at their good points, I think, and not just focus on the bad qualities of someone. Try to find things you really think are positive about that person and focus on that.
Probably very sensitive, huh? You can't just come up to somebody and say, you really have an attitude problem and you need to improve right now or you're fired.
No, that doesn't work.
Right, you have to approach it with tact, I'm sure. Yeah. It sounds like you handled the situation quite well there. And I suppose I should try to answer this question myself. I generally get along with people pretty well.
Uh-huh.
But there was one time it was a personality conflict, just different kinds of personalities. I tolerated her as long as I could, but as the months wore on, eventually I just couldn't stand it anymore. I just really couldn't stand to be in the same room with this person. And so I asked the management if some arrangements could be made. I think this is a personality question. We can't really resolve our differences here. And they kind of made some arrangements and put us in different areas of the office. And that seems to work fine after that.
That's good. Sometimes you just kind of have to say, this isn't working, and to find another way. Okay, everybody, let's take a look at these extra dialogues. Tom, I'm going to start with the first one. When would you be able to start working?
I can start in a month.
You need to be prepared to answer this question when it's asked, because you will no doubt be asked this. So if you're not going to be ready to work for 6 months, maybe it's not a good time to be doing job interviews.
Right.
Most employers expect you to be available at least within the month, sometimes within 2 weeks.
I suppose it'd be too anxious to say, oh, I can start today if you want. Maybe you're coming off as being too enthusiastic.
I don't know. I like enthusiastic people. Yeah.
You never know. They might be available right that very minute. Well, here's another question. I'll ask this question to you. What other benefits do employees get?
We offer 12 days of paid vacation per year.
Okay, this is a question that the interviewee is asking the interviewer.
I would say, sign me up. I want this job.
12 days of paid vacation.
Nice.
That doesn't sound as many days vacation as Germans get or people in Europe.
Well, we're not in Europe, and we work harder than they do. Sorry.
Remember, it used to be 7 days of vacation per year. Paid vacation is very nice. So 12 days, that's enough time to go backpacking around Europe or something like that. Sounds like you could have a
very
pretty good
fun
vacation. Sounds
and it's paid vacation.
Paid vacation, right. So you don't have to show up at the office, but you still get that paycheck in the mail.
Now, Tom, do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I'd like to ask if the company has flexible working hours.
This can be tricky, so be careful about asking this question before you've been offered the job. I think it might have employers hesitant to hire you if you're already looking for flexible working hours.
Right. They want to know if you're going to be part of the team and willing to make sacrifices and work overtime and be sent on overseas trips and stuff like that. So, yeah, this might be something you might want to avoid here. And these are some examples of questions you might hear in a job interview. That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Good luck on your job interview when it comes, and we hope you can get that dream job. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.